and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom. Now, today I need to share with you something extremely important. This is the most important thing I have ever shared on this broadcast. I need you to pay close attention, and I need you to read the scriptures with me. Please take a moment to very quickly grab an ink pen and notepad and grab your Bible and jot down these notes very quickly as I go over these scriptures. This is something that's going to be mind-blowing, and it's something that I've never heard before in any church. I never heard it preached. I never heard it taught. I never read it on any website. This is something that Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, revealed to me simply by putting the right word in my mind, having me look it up in the Bible, and reading the scriptures. It was not taught to me by any man, church, or denomination. This is Bible. Now, it's going to be very hard for most of you to accept this because you've never heard it before. It's going to be mind-blowing. But I do not want you to believe me. I want you to believe what the Bible says. And I am going to give you the Bible scriptures. Amen. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, starting in verse 1, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1. I encourage you to write that down in your notes. And then after the broadcast, you can go back and read these scriptures again more slowly, more carefully, in prayer and in fasting. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 1, it says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto them, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." Now let's take it more slowly now. In verse 1, it says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our coming, our gathering together unto him." That word "by" there needs to be translated as "about." The context shows that that's what it's saying. That Paul is saying to the church of Thessalonians that about the coming of the Lord, about our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that day of Christ is at hand. There are people all over the world, many of your churches, your own pastor, your own local churches, your own local preachers, saying that day of Christ is at hand. It can come tonight. It can be today. It can be this morning. It can be within the next few minutes. You hear that at church all the time. But Paul says, don't believe it until this happens. This has got to happen first. It says, verse 3, "Let no man deceive you by any means." And I want you to compare that to Matthew 24, because the disciples in Matthew 24 ask Jesus, "What is going to be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus said, "Let no man deceive you." Immediately, That was his first response. Paul says the same thing. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, the day when Christ returns and our gathering unto him, shall not come. This is what the Bible says, not Pastor Tim, but what the Bible says. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first, which we could argue that that's already occurred, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, we know that's talking about what we call today the Antichrist. The Bible never calls him the Antichrist. That's just a traditional modern term as far as referring to the son of perdition. The Bible uses the word Antichrist, but it only uses the word Antichrist to refer to many different people. It says there are many Antichrists, and it refers to anyone that does not bring the doctrine of Christ. Anyone that says different than the doctrine of Christ. Anyone that proclaims that Jesus is not God in the flesh. They are Antichrist according to the Bible. But it says here, who we know as the Antichrist, the one that we have traditionally been taught, the end time world leader who will say that he's God, that he, what we call today the Antichrist, the Bible calls the man of sin, the son of perdition. Now it says here as clear as day in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3 that he's going to come first. Yet your preachers, your pastors, your ministers, the ministers of the denominations of man have been saying that the Antichrist, the son of perdition, the man of sin, will not come first. They're saying completely opposite of what the Bible says. They're saying we're going to be raptured out of here before he stands on the Temple Mount, before we see the Antichrist, before the mark of the beast, before the beheadings, before anything. That is what man says. But the Bible says that about the coming of the Lord, about us being gathered to him, that day will not come until that man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Now that word revealed is Strong's Concordance, Greek word 601. If you look up in the Strong's Concordance, the word revealed for 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3, it has a Greek number 601, which refers you to a Greek word that means to uncover, to lay open, to disclose, to make bare, to make known, to make manifest. It also means to be seen. So this man of sin is going to be manifest. He is going to be seen. He is going to be made known, made bare, and disclosed and uncovered to the world before Christ ever comes. Amen. Now, it's also important to know that the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel chapter 9, which Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, stand in the holy place or standing in the holy place, somebody standing in the holy place, when you see that, it says flee to the mountains. Now, the one that was talked about by Daniel, as Jesus said, the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, had already been fulfilled when Jesus said that, by a man named Antiochus Epictetus. He was the king of Syria during the time of the Maccabees in the B.C. years, in the time of Hanukkah, in the time between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And that king, evil king of Syria, named Antiochus Epictetus, had coins made of himself with his picture, his image on the coins, and the words Theos Anarchikes, Theos Apritites, which means God seen, God manifest. He actually did claim to be God on the earth. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, Revelation 17, verse 9 and 10 says, "Here is the mind which has wisdom, the seven heads or seven mountains on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, the other has not yet come, and when he comes, he must remain a little while, that the beast which was and is not is himself also an eighth and is one of the seven." Okay, so we're going to have seven kings throughout time, throughout generation. Of course, there's been thousands, there's been perhaps millions. We've had all these kings throughout time, but the Bible divides them up into seven main kingdoms upon the earth. The Assyrian kingdom, the Egyptian kingdom, the Roman kingdom, so on, the Babylonian kingdom. Seven main world empires in the Middle East that have ruled over the Holy Land of Israel. And it says there could be a seventh and the eighth. And the eighth king, the final human king who is claiming to be God, and all the kings of all these seven empires and eight empires have all claimed to be God. The Roman emperor, the Babylonian king, all these different people at one time or another have claimed to be God, but they were ruling human kingdoms upon the earth in the Middle East. And this last man king who claims to be God is going to be one of the seven. He comes back again. Now that, my friends, is going to be Anarchikes Apritites. And I can prove it. And it's going to take me several weeks on here because I only have 13 minutes to give you this. 13 minutes each week, so I'm going to have to break it down in different segments. But it's going to be a human king that claims to be God who comes back, not reincarnation. But rather, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The Bible says that this same Anarchikes Apritites in the book of Daniel, it says, he ascended up to heaven and drew a third part of the stars down. Now, we know Satan did that. Lucifer did that. But he didn't do it by himself. He had other archangels. Lucifer was an archangel. He had other angels in that war in heaven that helped Lucifer in that war in heaven. But Lucifer, of course, lost that war. And God threw Lucifer and other archangels and other angels back down onto the earth. Well, there's going to be a repeat of that. Revelation 12 tells us that it's going to happen again in the end times. So we are waging war against spiritual principalities in high places. These are fallen angels who are manifesting themselves to be human kings. Please join me again next week for the conclusion of this message or continuation. Amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.